EV evangelists are freaks, nut jobs. They are climate zombies. They're the do-gooders. They are the same people that want government to dictate everything to you. They're dangerous. Henry McMaster, and the state of South Carolina for that matter, are just globalist puppets. The EV thing, this electric vehicle push here in South Carolina. You know, we got Scout Motors over in Blythewood that got, what was it, $4 billion worth of incentives and that kind of thing. We got BMW up in the upstate and Woodruff building a $2 billion battery plant and all. You know, everywhere you look, look at California. California's talking about they're going to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2030, 2025, some crazy thing like that. And you know, you look at these things and they tell us it's about the climate and all, and yet they don't have the infrastructure to do any of this. I mean, you get to looking around, where the hell are all these chargers? Now, if you buy an EV and you install a charger at your house, and you charge overnight, and you only drive 20 miles to work and 20 miles back, and you plug your car back in, you know, you could kind of see where that might work. Even though EVs cost so much, insurance companies, because of the fires and when they get flooded and the water comes in and the batteries short out, and replacing the batteries costs just about half as much as the car. So insurance companies are beginning to raise the rates on electric vehicles, and some of them are not even insuring them. We refuse to insure them. So there's another thing. And then, so the government is pushing us to these electric vehicles for some reason. And you can't find a charger. I mean, if you do find a charger, you got to sit there an hour to charge, or you got to wait for it because some other electric vehicle climate nut job is already charging his little car. You know, the Tesla people, these damn Tesla people are the craziest people in the world. I mean, they'll buy one of these Teslas, you know, $80,000, $100,000 Tesla, and then they want to scoot around and like they're so good and everything. But get them to take a trip. Let's just say they from Columbia to Atlanta. They got to stop and charge. If they don't stop and charge when they get there, they're going to have to go charge somewhere. So, there's no way in the world that electric vehicles is going to work. These climate change nut jobs are the same people that run your government and want all these do-gooder things. They're the same people that want parks. They're the same people that want 15-minute cities. They're the same people that want to close off areas to vehicles and have it just walking and shopping and restaurants and those kind of things. They're the same people that that advocated and finally got taxpayer money to build their Revolutionary War Park Center in Camden. They're evangelicals for this climate change, social engineering, government can fix anything. Religion. And And then at the same time, they want to shut down your nuclear power plants. They want to shut down coal-fired power plants. They want to shut down natural gas fire plant, electricity plants. So where is all the electricity going to come from? And every which way that you look, electric vehicles are a stupid idea. Then you see the solar farms and the wind farms going up. Oh, it's alternative. Well, you know, you could put solar farms across all the United States, mix it up with windmill farms and all, and you wouldn't get anywhere near the electricity that we need now, much less an electricity need with everybody driving EVs. But yet government, the EPA, the Biden administration, all of them are headed in that direction. And here in South Carolina, we're just the puppets. Now, nobody's buying these things. Companies like Ford lost $4 billion last year on EVs, and yet they still going for the EVs. And it just so happens the EPA has this thing about the fleet. The whole fleet has to meet mileage standards and emission standards. And in order to do that, they have just about no choice but to go into electric vehicles because they don't have any emissions. No, the emissions follow the cord, the charging cord, back to your house, then follow that back to the power plant that burns coal or burns natural gas or is nuclear. That's where the environmental part of it comes. Yeah, it doesn't have any emissions here, but it's got emissions over there. But then these evangelists, these climate change evangelists and electric vehicle evangelists, they tell you, what do you mean? Are you against the environment? Do you hate nature and all? You gas guzzler, shut up. I don't want one. Shut up. You gotta have one. You gotta save the planet is what they tell you. These people are nuts. EV evangelists are freaks. Nut jobs. They are climate zombies. They're the do-gooders. They are the same people that want government to dictate everything to you. They're dangerous. All these evangelists, electric vehicle owners, they're the ones that went along with the COVID stuff. They were the COVID zombies. You know, the mask wearers and the social distance and 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and they probably got both shots and every booster. What are you on now? Number 8? Number, who knows how many they've had? But why is Henry McMaster, a conservative, promoting all these incentives and all for electric vehicles when they're a dead end? It's just something else to think about. Team R, Team Blue, doesn't matter to me and you. That's just keeping you playing the game. Just slaves on the plantation of Slavelandia, boys and girls. Something else to think about. Till next time.
Peace. If a government claims a right And then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?